You're listening to No PC Allowed, a.k.a. No Political Correctness Allowed, and I am Mac Iverson. This topic is really making my blood boil right now. It's these Congress scum who are part of what appears to be a public service announcement encouraging members of the military to not obey illegal orders from President Trump. This is how you know that the Democrats are full of incredibly, unbelievably stupid, low-IQ, foolish, loser people. This is their litmus test. This is how you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that everyone in the Demon Rat Party is a fool. Can you imagine the temerity of saying to someone whose job it is to obey orders in order to save not only their life but their buddy's life as a necessary habit in order to achieve success on the battlefield, where their very lives are at stake? They say, "Hey, you don't have to obey all orders." The assumption being that second-guessing on the battlefield is perfectly fine. Even a good idea. These lying pompous lying sacks of garbage in this ad who hide behind a thin veneer of patriotism and even duty, and even more outrageously, the Constitution of all things, which the Democrats use for toilet paper constantly, and then lying through their damned teeth about it all for the whole world to see on this stupid commercial. These demon spawn don't care about law and order. Following an illegal order basically means that the serviceman is taking part in torture or murder. That won't likely happen, so that means that disobeying any order will get the soldier in deep, deep trouble. Let me repeat that. The soldier disobeying any order will get him in trouble. But these six cowards in this ad don't care at all. They're just doing it for political points, obviously. The loaded assumption is clearly that Trump will end up killing one or more of these ultra-violent protesters on the streets, and soon. If these Soros proxy paid protesters are ordered to escalate the violence, then many of them will do so. And they will escalate to extreme violence on command, just like the out-of-control soldiers that they pretend to hate and fear so much. Did you notice that the ad had the military trumpet music playing? Propagandists love to do this. It's the bandwagon fallacy of one dork after another, all six of them doing their silly little sound bites. And with this manipulation, of course, there's going to be some Gomer Pyle out there, some idiot, who's going to say, "Gee whiz, Sarge! I don't have to obey an order that I think might be, maybe, could be, illegal, according to my expert understanding of military and constitutional law? Well, golly! Shazam! And surprise, surprise, surprise! I never knew I was smart enough to make that determination, Sarge!" But here's the problem. The only way to find out whether an order is truly legal or illegal is to obey, or refuse to obey, and see what is decided after the fact by a military court, a civilian court reviewing a military decision, or a war crimes or human rights tribunal. The demon rats who tell these soldiers to disobey what they think might be illegal clearly do not care for the soldiers' welfare. They're just trying to make points with the undecided voters next year. The protection and safety of America's frontline military means nothing to them. This is fascinating. Not one of Trump's orders is cited as illegal by any of these six. So they are careful because they don't want to get into hot water, you know, with accountability and honesty and integrity, you know, all those things of which they know nothing about. But they don't mind if Gomer Pyle puts his neck on the line. He's just a buck private. You see, Gomer doesn't hang out with the Ivy League winners. But if convicted for making the wrong decision, oh, he'll hang all right. There are 600 sanctuary cities defying federal law, all in bed with the Soros crime family, and these six Congress holes are fine with all that illegality. They can argue right or wrong, and they do so stupidly. But are sanctuary cities illegal? Unequivocally, yes. But they don't care. Why? Because this is all just a show for the undecided voters next year. Always remember this. These demon rats just pick and choose which laws to follow because they have no principles. All six are screaming hypocrites, but it doesn't matter in the least because their voting base is basically scum. These six are a mere amoral reflection of the losers they pretend to represent. Vice President J.D. Vance posted this. If the president hasn't issued illegal orders, the members of Congress telling the military to defy the president is by definition illegal. This is what the apologists for these treasonous have to say.
Well, it's totally non-controversial to say that soldiers shouldn't obey illegal orders. Illegal only means it's against the law. It's as simple as that.
But why do these Congress scum feel the need to point that out when Vice President Brandon, a.k.a. Biden, broke the law at will with Chinagate, and none of these six Congress scum whispered a bloody word in protest? Could it be because they don't want their gravy train to run dry and their deep state careers to end from Trump kicking out the illegal criminal aliens that Brandon's 4 years of wide-open borders created? Methinks ye knows the answer. This ad is the setting up of a straw man fallacy argument, which is basically, don't look at the real argument, look at the straw man we made, this is the real argument. Their hope is that Trump will be seen as a bully for saying that talks of obeying the law must be met with the punishments of execution, making it appear as though Trump is saying you can't say the most innocuous of things, like one should obey the law. This is a Soros gangster trick. It is a communist fascist Chinese trick. This is how China steamrolled the Chinese peasants and put them through the living hell of Mao Zedong's great leap backward, murdering some 60 million Chinese throughout the 20th century. It's called tricking the simple-minded. They really do accuse us of the crap they're doing, in hopes that the shallow, undecided voters will get confused by all the rhetoric because it all sounds the same. And if both sides are saying the same thing, then what is the undecided's vote going to come down to? They will ask themselves, who's promising to stuff the most taxpayer-paid freebies into my pocket? Well, if it's just that, then the demon rats win every time. That's why shallow losers vote Democrat. They want free stuff at another's expense. Whether it's welfare for the rich or the poor, the Democrats always flock to some kind of welfare. You don't have to work for it. Just stick your hand out. This video is the setup for greater escalation of violence from these deep state operatives. They will say, see, Trump soldiers fired upon protesters, but not all of them. Some disobeyed, and they're our new American heroes. I'm doing all this to create a massive schism to break America apart on purpose. So what has to escalate? It has to go from violent protests now, like in Portland, Chicago, or LA, to hyper-violent protests very soon, to the point where real bullets must be used to kill real terrorist-paid operatives. That was always the plan from the deep state. This ad is the setup for that pre-planned scenario, because remember, these anti-fascist protests are highly organized. The lemmings on the street don't know or care how they are being played. They're just pawns on a global chessboard. And just like the COVID scam, this scam has been wargamed already. It's only a matter of time. The billionaire mafia knows this is coming because they are paying big, big money to make absolutely certain that it happens right on schedule before the midterms. Useful idiot paid protesters on the streets will be the first to fall. But their low IQ wasted lives don't matter to the mafia. That's why they're called useful idiots. They are easily replaceable. All they require is propaganda and lots of beer and drug money and, of course, free pizza to get them out to the street to do whatever the hell they are told. They care nothing of opposing immoral orders because that is the only thing they know how to obey. Notice something very curious here. Trump is getting serious about the drug war. He is making violent overtures towards Venezuela. You think all the open border drug and sex cartel connections are going to just let all these threats pass by unnoticed? The mafia isn't lazy. They're on top of all this. With their billions of insane profits that came from 4 years of open borders, you better believe they're investing their drug and sex profits very, very wisely. Just like good citizens, they're investing for their futures. They, along with the Chi-Coms, must destroy America before America destroys them. The assumption and the vain hope of these six traitors is that America's low IQ, undecided voters will be swayed by these simple-minded arguments. This works very well in the turd world, but the first world still has some aware, informed citizens. That is the bane or the greatest fear of these deep state political hacks who are learning how to be despots from their protégés, the Chi-Coms. This is what happens when critical thinking skills are not taught in schools for many, many decades. This mind-numbingly stupid straw man treasonous propaganda passes for sound ideas. Generations past would never have fallen for this. First of all, the guardian of free speech, the press, would have cried foul on this obvious rot. But that press is no more. Today, reporting the news has been sold out to the highest bidder, that being the ones who consistently have a louder chink-chink in their pocket, or the billionaires in league with their business partners, the Chinese communist fascists. So we know who's paying for the seditious crap. It's certain that dark money is involved because it's so well hidden. That's your first clue. I guarantee you, it's China working with Soros or any of the multitude of proxies who also fund the violence on the streets of Portland, Oregon, for example. They are all working hand in hand to protect each other. The point of the ad is to protect the Portland violence and its escalation because that is where it has to eventually arrive, or to the killing of violent protesters by the authorities. Think about it. If the Portland violence doesn't really affect the change that the deep state wants, and so far it has not, then the ones who are funding the protesters need to amp up the violence from these losers in Portland. Remember, violence from the mafia is not about expressing pent-up emotions on the street. Mafia violence is an investment, and it must pay off. How? By creating martyrs, from the bones of these 20-something loser nothing kids in Portland. They want it to be George Floyd times 1,000. The deep state mafia wants them to die. That's why they're called useful idiots. The ad is a mere precursor for their full expectation of that occurrence. If the country is a powder keg, all one needs to do is light a match. They will lie that it's for illumination. No, it's for the implosion of America. It's so stupidly obvious that this ad is treason, or at the very least, sedition. The penalty for treason is death. So the Constitution they hate with naked passion. The following words, "Don't obey illegal orders," regarding the Trump administration is simply secret code for "Don't obey Trump's orders," to protect the legal rights of legal American citizens. Listen to this. Treason means death or permanent disqualification from holding any office under the United States. The Constitution, Article 3, Section 3, also limits how treason can be defined and proven, requiring either two witnesses to the same overt act or a confession in open court. Isn't it funny that this treason is out in the open? So indicting these six Congress scum is no problem. At the very least, we can kick them out of office permanently, just in time for the midterms. It just comes down to public awareness to make that happen. Here's the bottom line. If a soldier can disobey Trump's orders, then why not disobey orders from your direct commander on a major battlefield when you're scared to death? You disobeyed orders, no problem, from the top commander-in-chief when you were relatively safe and sound at home. So why not do it when bullets and bombs are flying around? When disobeying orders feels so much easier by about 1,000-fold. Here's why. Because disobeying commands on the battlefield might kill you and everyone in your unit. But these bloviating bullshitters, so-called congressional leaders, who love hiding behind their credentials as if that gives them some kind of expertise that goes beyond any question, and who are too brainwashed on being shallow political hacks to give a rip about the genuine safety of those who have been appointed to be the gatekeepers for America's safety. These air quotes leaders have nothing to teach us. They are just stupid, selfish a-holes, and we should all call them out for it. No PC Allowed is one of the most heavily shadow banned podcasts on earth because we pull no punches. So like, subscribe, and share, and do it now while it's fresh in your mind. You've been listening to No PC Allowed. I am Mac Iverson.